Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven with optimal fruitfulness through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural, and for quite a number of episodes we have dwelt on the key of being filled with the manifest presence of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have been discussing extensively about the benefits of being filled with the Spirit. So from today, we are going to be discussing about how to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. How to be filled and refilled with the presence of God, with the Holy Spirit, having spoken about the benefits. So there are going to be a number of them, but I want to start with two today. So the first thing that you need to do to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. To become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Because why? Because the promise of the Holy Spirit is for all kingdom citizens. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for kingdom citizens. It's not for non-believers, for non-citizens in the kingdom. It's for all kingdom citizens. And this is what the scripture says in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. It says this, therefore let all Israel... Let me explain the context. The context is that after the Apostle Peter, together with other apostles, the 11, they're all 11, were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and people were saying they were drunk. So now Peter was explaining to them what was happening. And this is part of what he said, verse 36 to 39. He says, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. So you can see, the promise is for all, everyone who will come into the kingdom. Everyone will be called by God. That's called into the kingdom of heaven. So for you to be filled with the Spirit of God, the first thing they need to do is to be baptized. You need to do is to be born again. And sometimes the thing can happen simultaneously, that as you receive the conviction of your sins and you desire now to get born again, like it happened in the case one time when Peter was preaching, I think it's in Acts chapter 10, when he was preaching and as he was just preaching, people were so convicted that the Holy Spirit came and filled the people and they started speaking in tongues. So it can happen simultaneously. But the thing is that you have to be born again. The gift is for believers. People are coming into the kingdom, not for non-believers. So let's go. So what do you, in terms of being born again, suppose you do not understand this, if you're not a kingdom citizen and you're listening to this, how do you get born again? The thing is how do you become a citizen? Rather, how do you become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven? It's by being born again. And this is explained in John chapter 3, verse 3 to 8. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, who had come to, a teacher of the law had come to him, a member of the Jewish ruling council, had come to him to inquire more of what he was teaching about the kingdom of God. So he said this, from verse 3 to 8, he says, this is what the scripture says. It says, in reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who are born of the Spirit. So you are born again. Your spirit is reborn, is born into the kingdom of heaven. Because when they say born again, because the first birth is like your birth, the way you are birthed from your mother's womb physically. But now this is speaking about spiritual rebirth. That now you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You confess your sin and accept him as your personal Savior. Then you become... the Holy Spirit performs the exercise of a supernatural rebirth of your spirit. So you are now born again. You gain citizenship by birth in the kingdom. Citizenship in the kingdom is by birth. This is spiritual birth. The second... thing that they remember, the first thing for being filled and being refilled with the Spirit is become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Now the second thing that one needs to do to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit is to have hunger and thirst for God, a genuine hunger and thirst for God. And this is a desperation for the presence of God, because you're being filled with the Holy Spirit, the manifest presence of God. So you have to have a genuine hunger for God, for the presence of God. And why is hunger necessary? Maybe first of all, let's define what hunger is. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it is a strong desire or craving. A strong desire, or it's a craving. And the Collings Dictionary says it's a wanting something very much. Wanting something very much. If you hunger for something, you want it very much. So that's what hunger is. It's a desperation for the presence of God. Is a desperation for God. Hunger and thirst for God is a desperation for God's presence, to be filled with God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says this. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, tell us this about hunger for the Lord. It says, and for the things of God. It says, in terms of what you are saying, that is as a condition for being filled with God. It says, verse 6. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, if you hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit, for God, then you will be filled. If you have a desperation for that, you will be filled. Then let's look at other scriptures that speak or express the illustrate this anger, this hunger, this desperation, this desire, this craving. In the Old Testament, the psalmist speaks about that. That's Psalms chapter 63, verse 1 to 2. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2. This is what the scripture says. It says, this is a psalm of David when he was in the desert in Judah. It says this, he says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So you see, that's a kind of hunger and thirst that one needs in order to be filled with the presence of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, and then when you go to Psalms 42, verse 1 to 2, Psalms 42, verse 1 to 2, it says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? So you see, this is a deep desire, a desperation, a craving, wanting it very much. That's what hunger and thirst is. Hunger and thirst for God is. That's what hunger and thirst for God is. So if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that's what you need to have. You need to have a genuine a hunger and thirst for God, a deep desire for the Holy Spirit, then you will be filled. Those are the two that we're going to explain for today. We'll continue in the next episode giving you more pointers to what you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be refilled and refilled. The first one I said is that you have to be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. The second is that you have to hunger and thirst for God. And as we come to the conclusion of this episode, I'd like you to ask yourself this in reflection. One, are you a citizen of the kingdom of heaven? That means, have you confessed your sins and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you ever done something like that? If not, you need to become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven so that you can be filled with the Spirit of God and you can get all the benefits that we have explained in the previous, I think we have explained about 14 or so that you explained in the previous episodes. So, and other benefits like the gifts of the Spirit and power and wisdom, you know. Then the second question you need to ask yourself is like, if you're born again, how is your relationship with God? Do you have a deep desire, a hunger and thirst for God? Or is it just that you want to speak in tongues like other people? You want to tell other people that you are the Spirit of God? Or is your desire God? Is your desire God, God himself, the person of God? Yeah, because the Holy Spirit is God. So do you have a deep and genuine desire for God, to be filled with God? Because if you have that desire, then it sets up the stage for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And not only to be filled in the first instance, but to continually be refilled. You keep spending time with God and being refilled more and more. If you have been blessed by this episode, I'd like you to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss future episodes. And then you can also share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member. You can also share it with a member of your church leader. You can share it on your social media platform because you never know who might be interested in the same. Otherwise, may God bless you as you reflect deeply on the same and work towards being filled with the Holy Spirit so that you may walk in the supernatural. God bless you.